Hello, Scottsboro High School. This is Gene Inglis from Jacksonville, Alabama. I want to welcome you to the Sand Mountain Invitational Marching Festival here at Boaz High School. I'll be commenting on your band's performance today, and I truly hope there'll be comments that are useful to you in your marching season this year and beyond. And I look forward to Scottsboro Band for many reasons. And we'll talk about that later. But good luck to you today.
Please welcome to the field the Scottsboro High School Wildcat Marching Band.
Okay, Scottsboro. Thank you, drum major, for the salute. Like that cape, drum major. Your focus right from the beginning. Yeah, the front ensemble sound is too high for that flute, that little woodwind with the flute and saxophone. That would have been much better. Yeah, be careful with your electronics in terms of balance. Looks like everybody's doing the same move. Let's make sure we have the timing on it. Listen. Okay, nice crescendo, good release. Well, watch your step off there. Feel the timing in your feet. Some of us are struggling with the step, the phasing there. A little more sound trombones. Bass drums, you're too loud. You're doing a good job, nice part, but it's a little heavy. Trombones could be a little stronger. One of those two's got, something's got to happen there. If the woodwinds are covering that, then the woodwinds need to play full out on that, not just a mallet solo situation. If they weren't, then I understand. And that's auxiliary work here. Some timing issues in the flags a little bit. Watch your spacing, dance line. Okay, nice chord. Horns down was not together. The cover down is good. Yeah, I would let my woodwinds play much stronger. Yeah, if you would allow the woodwinds to play stronger, that would give you much more body to the tone. For the whole band. Okay, the step, left, right, left, right, left. Some of us struggling with that fast tempo on side one. Front ensemble's a little too loud here. trumpet section on your chordal tone is too loud. Solos, you could be a little bit louder. If we get those two parts down, then I think it would be fine. Nice job, trumpet. What's your timing here, band? Okay, don't pinch your trumpets. Take a big enough breath that you darken the tone. You don't have to play louder. It's about good back pressure to get a good tone that's soft. Yeah, that doesn't match up well in the front ensemble and what you just got into here. The lack definition. Yeah, that woodwind part there, just sing that out, woodwind. Careful, drums, you're in the center. You got to really pull it down some, and I know you're holding back some. Listen. Yeah, that solo could have been a little louder. So nice textures coming out of the top. Okay, good control here. Nice movement. Nice job, low brass, with your chords here. The soloist could be a little louder. I don't know if you want to mic them or just turn the malice down if you're micing everybody. Yeah, I had trouble holding our cover on the company front. Better control here. Keep your cover. Flag work, auxiliaries in the front, the dance, pretty good. Some of us struggling with the timing there a little bit. Nice job, drums. Okay, good chords there, good balance at the end, and good control of the tone band. Pretty much nice job throughout controlling the tone. I certainly enjoyed that. And just keep doing what you're doing. I think you're on the right track. It's a good show. I certainly enjoyed it. That was a little known fact. Many, many years ago, my first job was at Scottsboro as an assistant to the high school and did the junior high school. So it's always a fond memory for me. I actually grew up in Stevenson, so y'all know where I'm from, so to speak. But anyway, I enjoyed it, and good luck in the future.